And on the line, I've got Anna. Good morning.
Morning, Aaron. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So we've got the Creative Market in Raglan this weekend, and you're one of the stallholders of the Elephant Ears stall. Now, for people who don't know, Elephant Ears makes food, but I wanted to know, why did you call it Elephant Ears?
Elephant Ears, it's a creative name. The Hungarian name for it is langos, but we just had to find something that kind of describes the shape of the product, and that was most suitable.
Okay. Do you ever get anyone say, surely no one would actually think you sell elephant ears? That's a silly question.
Actually, you'd be surprised. A lot of people did used to ask us if it's elephant ears, so you just have to go with the running joke that it's baby elephants.
Yeah, I'm sure you've heard all the jokes.
Yeah, definitely.
So, can you, since people can't see what we're talking about, can you kind of describe what the food is that you make?
Okay, so it's a Hungarian fried bread. It's a yeast-based dough. Everything that we make is handmade, artisan, and it's vegan-friendly. And we sort of choose toppings for it. The traditional way would be to put garlic and sour cream and salt, but we kind of extended that, and one of our most popular toppings would be our tomato feta, basil pesto. We've got ham and cheese and various different ones that you can choose from.
Okay, and I know I tried some at the last market. I actually took some home. My wife really liked it. I did enjoy it too. Is that the only thing you sell?
No, so we do have sweet chimneys as well. We started the product about 8 years ago. It's another traditional Hungarian street food. We call them sweet chimneys or chimney cakes. They're an oven-baked donut, which is sort of a spiral cake, and you just take off the pieces. And those ones have sugar coating around them, whether it's cinnamon sugar or chocolate sugar, coconut, different types there as well.
Okay, and I'm looking at a picture of them here because I pulled up your website. So they look like a kind of like a tube.
Yes, it does. So it's hollow in the middle. So nothing goes in the middle traditionally, but some people like to put some custard or ice cream in there.
I bet they do.
So it's really good.
Do you know how these things became, do lots of people in Hungary make these sweet chimneys?
Yeah, so sweet chimneys originate from Transylvania, in Romania. And they started making them hundreds of years ago. And it's pretty much like any other street food that you can find here, just like how you find a kebab shop in every corner. Back home, you find a sweet chimney or a fried bread shop in every corner.
Okay, excellent. So it's the genuine thing.
Yeah.
Now, I did have a question I wanted to ask about Hungarian goulash, because, you know, like... In the world, you know, there's things called French fries, but you go to France, they don't really make it. So I wanted to know if Hungarian goulash was actually a real thing.
It is a real thing. No, it's very popular. So normally we make it outside, and it's on an open fire. You can make it into soup, or you can make it into stew as well with our traditional paprika. And my dad would tell you heaps more about it because he makes it all the time. But it's a really delicious evening meal.
Right. So it's a serious thing. They used to make it at my student hostel when I was at university, and I don't think they did it very well, to be honest.
I think there's so many ways to make it. It just doesn't matter, you know, whether you make it out of beef or you make it out of pork. Anyway, it's good as long as you have the ingredients in there.
Yeah, yeah. So why did your family decide to move out of Hungary, and how did you end up in New Zealand?
Well, I think my parents have always had the travel bug, and we looked around, and New Zealand kind of seemed a suitable place to have a future. And we were, you know, younger kids, so it just kind of made sense. And we made the leap about 12 years ago. And we just never looked back since. We love it over here and started a new life. And sort of this kind of business just came with it.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess there's not many... Is there much of a Hungarian community in New Zealand? I wouldn't really know.
I would say yes and no. We do have Hungarian clubs here in Auckland. And a couple of other communities, but it's not often that you actually bump into Hungarian.
Yeah, yeah. And how old were you when you got here?
So I was 20 years old.
Oh, you're 20 years old. Okay. So yeah. So do you feel like still feel like a Hungarian, or you feel like a New Zealander now?
I think a bit of both. You know, I've lived half of my life overseas because we lived in the States as well for a wee while. So I'm just used to moving around and being in new places and adjusting. And I love it over here. I wouldn't take anything else, really.
Yeah.
This is home now.
Cool. And are you guys, given the state of the world with COVID-19 and the pandemic, are you guys in touch with family back home in Hungary?
Yes, we are. And thankfully, Grandma's here. She came for a visit. She got stuck in COVID, but she's loving it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So I know nothing about what's happening in Hungary. How are they coping with it?
It's not as bad as some European countries, but they still have lots of active cases. It's just, you know, we're a landlocked country and we have lots of borders, so the influx of people would be way higher than the amount that come into New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, we've basically got a giant moat around our country and not many other countries do.
Well, they handled it amazingly here and just shutting down the borders straight away. It just helped so much.
Yeah, for sure. So, actually, during lockdown, did you guys have much to do during lockdown? I guess you wouldn't be allowed to sell any food.
No, everything shut down on pretty much the first day of level 4.
Yeah.
So that was a bit cut, and we were a bit worried there, but thankfully it all sort of picked up as soon as the lockdown went to level 2, I think.
And I presume that you guys sell your stuff at quite a few different markets around the place?
Yeah, so we are based in Auckland, so the main destinations would be around here. And you can find us on Facebook as well under Sweet Chimney and Elephant Ears, which states all the locations. And then we come to Raglan, to the Creative Market, every second Sunday of the month. And the closest one to Raglan would be Hamilton, which we do on Friday nights at the base.
Oh, yes.
And currently a couple of Saturdays by the university as well, which is called Local Night Bites.
So that, how does, like, our market's just a little market probably compared to those other ones. How different does it seem to you? How does it compare?
I guess in the evening you have more of a hustle bustle, more people, more stalls, very vibrant, while at the farmer markets in the morning it's a more relaxed atmosphere. It's a lot of locals. I quite like both. It's good to have a change in between the two. Sometimes you feel like more people, sometimes you feel like a little bit less.
Sometimes you feel like a rush, sometimes you don't.
Exactly.
So how did
as
you
long as people like the product.
And how did you find out about the Raglan market?
So Mom met Deb from the Creative Markets. She's lovely. We found out through her, and I think she met another lady as well through Raglan Pilates. And we were just somehow fortunate enough to get an invite, and we've been going, I think it'll be a year in October.
Okay, excellent. Well, look, Anna, it's been really nice to chat to you and find out a little bit about your background, and people should check you out. Do you have a usual spot that you're in when they get to the market on Sunday?
I think we shuffle a little bit around, but you can find us just in the back, kind of hiding in the corner.
Yeah, well, it's not too big, is it? It's not like people have to wade through rows and rows of stalls.
We're next to the girls with the juice.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hey, and so just tell us again describe the elephant ears to people, see if we can make their mouths water.
Okay, so definitely come try us for some fried bread. It's amazing. It's very tasty. It's just hard to describe all the flavors that you will enjoy. And definitely try a variety of toppings, whether it's like sour cream or tomato or pesto, feta cheese, grated cheese, anything. Just come see us, even if you just want to say hello and find out more about the product.
Awesome. Well, look, thanks for your time this morning, and I'll probably see you on Sunday.